Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. Today, we look ahead, as we always do, to the readings for this Sunday, which will be the 31st Sunday in Ordinary Time. And the opening prayer is this: Almighty and merciful God. Now remember, the priest is praying this on your behalf. Read it in your missalette with him. This is your prayer. We are one body, one people when we gather for Mass. We're one heart, or should be, one heart, one mind, one soul. So ask the Lord to enable you to pray the opening prayer with all your heart. Almighty and merciful God, by whose gift your faithful offer you right and praiseworthy service, grant, we pray, that we may hasten without stumbling to receive the things you have promised. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. There's an image that comes to my mind of having bought a ticket to win the lottery. And the night that the winner is announced, or whenever it is that the winner is announced, you are attentive. You are all ears. You have your ticket in your hand. Could it possibly be me? You are focused. Well, in this opening prayer, what we're saying is, grant, we pray, that we may hasten without stumbling to receive the things you have promised. What God has promised us so far outweighs the highest amount that the lottery could ever be. It doesn't even bear mentioning. What we have in heaven, brothers and sisters, is everything and far beyond what we could think of and ask for. But we want to hasten to receive the things you have promised, but we want to do it without stumbling. In other words, we want to move as quickly as we can by your grace and your power to do what you ask day in and day out, to follow you more and more closely. It would behoove you this Sunday to make a decision about that prayer. Do I really mean it? Because you're saying it. The priest prays it on your behalf, but it's a prayer with you before the face of the Father. Can you pray that prayer? God wants us in union with him for not only your salvation, but the salvation of the world. And for you, a joy that is unparalleled, a joy without end, peace without end, love without end. It's all yours if we follow him now. The first reading is taken from the Book of Wisdom, chapter 11, verses 22 to the second verse of chapter 12. So 11:22 to 12:2. Before the Lord, the whole universe is as a grain from a balance, or a drop of morning dew come down from the earth. So our universe is just a little grain of wheat. That's all it is. It's very tiny compared to the whole universe, which, yes, we've made incredible explorations and incredible findings. Absolutely. Brothers and sisters, God's universe is infinite, and that infinite universe is being prepared for you and me if we follow him now. The universe is as a grain from a balance, or a drop of morning dew come down upon the earth. But you have mercy on all, because you can do all things. You overlook people's sins that they may repent. Notice, it doesn't mean God is saying, when we say, oh, I overlook that, means I just don't pay attention to it. That's not exactly what it means here. It just means that God keeps his focus on the possibility that we will have eternal life with him forever. That's what God wants to do. He wants us with him forever. You overlook people's sins. In other words, when we say, Lord, I'm sorry, please forgive me, he erases it. It's gone. It's not held against you. We receive the sacrament of reconciliation. Your soul is healed. It gives you strength to avoid that sin in the future. Take advantage of everything that God has made available to you. You overlook people's sins that they may repent, for you love all things that are. You loathe nothing that you have made, for what you hated you would not have fashioned. And how could a thing remain unless you willed it or be preserved had it not been called forth by you? But you spare all things because they are yours, O Lord, and lover of souls. For your imperishable spirit is in all things. Therefore, you rebuke offenders little by little, warn them, and remind them of the sins they are committing, that they may abandon their wickedness and believe in you, O Lord. Brothers and sisters, God's goal is not that we do things right, but it's that by doing things right, according to his word and in his power, we actually come into union with the source of all life itself. That's what awaits us. And you say, I don't get it. How could God take me, a poor, weak, sinful creature? He does it because of the passion and death of Jesus. He draws us to himself. He wants you with him for all eternity. And that's real. That's more real than anything you're planning or any goal you have in this life. It's far more real than that. And it's promised you if you follow him. Psalm 145, I will praise your name forever, my King and my God. Make these psalms your own. Pray them often. I will praise your name forever, my King and my God. That's what the psalms do. They sing the praises of the Lord. They do some other things as well, but praising the Lord is part of the whole purpose of the Psalms. Make them your own. The second reading is taken from the second letter of Paul to the Thessalonians. It begins with verse 11 in chapter 1, and it goes to the second verse in chapter 2. It's a little like some of the numbers are just like the first reading, but this is one of Paul's letters, Paul to the Thessalonians, chapter 1, 11 to 2, 2. Brothers and sisters, we always pray for you that our God may make you worthy of his calling and powerfully bring to fulfillment every good purpose and every effort of faith. Every time you made a good decision, I'm going to do this for this reason, it's a good purpose, and every effort of faith, that is every effort to believe in God and to put him first in your life, that the name of our Lord Jesus may be glorified in you and you in him in accord with the grace of our God and Lord Jesus Christ. We ask you, brothers and sisters, with regard to the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and our assembling with him, not to be shaken out of your minds suddenly or be alarmed either by a spirit or by an oral statement or by a letter allegedly from us to the effect that the day of the Lord is at hand. In other words, don't worry about rumors. Pay attention to the truth. Sometimes the truth gives us great reason for worry. But God's has it in his hands. God's in charge. And the closer we draw to him, the more we can cooperate with him and participate with him in his plan to save us. Our country needs saved right now. We need to come to him on our knees and beg him to do for us what we cannot do for ourselves. And the gospel is the gospel of Luke, chapter 19, verses 1 to 10. At that time, Jesus came to Jericho, and he intended to pass through the town. So he wasn't going to Jericho to stop and stay there. He intended just to pass through. Now, a man there named Zacchaeus, who was a chief tax collector and also a wealthy man, was seeking to see who Jesus was. But he could not see him because of the crowd, for he was short in stature. So he ran ahead. He climbed a sycamore tree in order to see Jesus, who was about to pass that way. When he reached the place, Jesus looked up. Zacchaeus was a chief tax collector. He was also wealthy, so he had a lot of prominence. He was important, but he was a short man. And yet, in this situation, he was driven to do what dignitaries don't do. He just got himself together and climbed a tree so he could see him. He was eager to see him. Would you climb a tree if you could catch a glimpse of the Lord, even when other people might mock you or ridicule you? We're kind of asked to do that all the time. Stand true to the Lord. Seek him with all your heart. So Zacchaeus ran ahead and climbed a sycamore tree in order to see Jesus, who was about to pass that way. And when he reached the place, Jesus looked up. He just looked up. Now, he hasn't seen him before. He looked up and he said, "Zacchaeus, come down quickly, for today I must stay at your house." Oh my gosh, he's a chief tax collector. He's a sinner. He's an outcast for the Jews. "Come down, for today I must stay at your house." And he came down quickly and received him with joy. And when they all saw this, they began to grumble, saying, "He's gone to stay at the house of a sinner." Isn't it true sometimes, brothers and sisters, we don't see what God's doing because we're too busy criticizing or too busy making judgments? We don't have a right to make judgment. We don't have all the facts, ever. We can make a judgment on a particular action, but we can't make a judgment on the state of someone's soul, because we don't have all the pieces. Don't do it. Jesus says, "Judge not, that you not be judged." So he came down from this tree quickly, received him with joy. And when they all saw this, they began to grumble, saying, "He's gone to stay at the house of a sinner." But Zacchaeus, hearing all this, stood firm. He stood there and he said to the Lord, "Behold, half of my possessions, Lord, I shall give to the poor. And if I have extorted anything from anyone, I shall repay it four times over." Do you see the repentance? Do you see the repentance? Do you see the willingness to act lavishly? Why? Because he saw him. Sometimes all we need to do, brothers and sisters, even in the spirit, is to see Jesus, to come face to face with Jesus. And Zacchaeus was a man that even though he had extorted, even though he had done wrong things, he recognized Jesus. He allowed the light and the power and the love of Jesus to penetrate his heart, and it changed him on the spot. God does that. God can do that. And God often does do that. "Judge not that you be not judged." Seek the Lord when you're in need of help. Jesus said to this man, "Today salvation has come to this house, because this man too is a descendant of Abraham. For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save what was lost." Brothers and sisters, don't reject any sinner. Don't emulate him, don't follow him, but don't reject any sinner. Seek to love him, to bring Christ's presence to him. There's many people that God wants to reach, and many times he uses us to accomplish that. St. Thomas More wrote this about Zacchaeus. "Look at Zacchaeus, who climbed up a tree in his desire to see our Savior. He was filled with gladness and deeply touched with a special grace when Christ called loud to him and said, 'Zacchaeus, make haste, for I must stay at your house today.'" God says that to us, brothers and sisters. Will we open our hearts to him? God bless you. Brothers and sisters, you can receive my free booklet by calling 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. You can also request it by going to our website, renewalministries.net. Renewalministries.net. From there, select radio, then select food for the journey, and you'll find a great deal of information available to you. God bless you.